弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这是我第一次来Memorial Day 在这里的春还是冬还是夏令会。
This is my very first time to come to your Memorial Day retreat, and I don't know if it's spring, summer, winter retreat.
Morris 看弟兄不太认识我，问我是从哪里来的。
And some of the Moritwine brothers and sisters do not know quite well where I came from, and they asked me, where are you from?
我记得大概十年前啊，你们当中的那个小 Nancy 啊。Nancy Lee 到我们当中去的时候
I remember it's about 10 plus years ago and the sister Nancy at that time she was very young she came to our congregation
她在那我们待了四年啊
and she stayed with us for 4 years
她经常都告诉我呀她说徐弟兄经常提醒她
she often told me that brother she always reminded her
你到那个地方要小心一点
that be carefulWhen、
因为那里是索多玛、俄摩拉。
Because that place is the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我就是从那里来的，是San Francisco 旧金山来的。
And this is where I came from, the city of San Francisco.
但是我们现在觉得，其实现在全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
I actually feel the whole world is under the sway of the wicked one.
所以我们如果在这个末后的日子
So in the last day,
我们能够要为主站立得住的话
If we want to be able to stand for the Lord,
不管你在什么地方
Regardless of the locality you might be in,
你都要很清楚很清楚知道神要的是什么
You have to know this crystal clear. What is that the Lord wants?
你也要很清楚很清楚知道神要我们怎么做
clearly you have to know what God wants us to do
换一句话说就是我们要很清楚很清楚地知道神的旨意
in another word we have to be crystal clear on the purpose of God
不然不管你是在美丽的花园之州也好或者在索多玛俄摩拉也好我们同样都容易失落。
Otherwise, whether you will be in this beautiful garden or in Sodom and Gomorrah, we will all be so prone to be lost.
特别是我们要看到这是最末了的一段日子。
Let us all see that this is the last day of the end time.
到底神要我们怎么样来跟从他
？So exactly how God wants us to follow Him.
所以这一次。弟兄们安排我交通四次的信息。
This time, brothers made the arrangement for me to share 4 sessions.
我如果大家看了这个手册啊，昨天有弟兄说我们要去好好的叫什么叫去
考察
考察念这个手册啊。
Just as our brother said last night, we have to study thoroughly.The very booklet you have in your hand.
你们可能已经知道我要讲什么了。
And you probably have know what is the theme of my sharing.
我想在座的，我早上听弟兄们祷告的时候，知道你们这里弟兄姊妹都很属灵啊，很会祷告。
And this morning I was listening to all the prayers that the brothers and sisters made, and I understand that this is such a spiritual congregation. All your brothers and sisters know how to pray.
所以你们已经知道我要讲什么了。
So you know what I want to speak.
所以等一下你要睡觉的话，我也不会怪你。
So later on, if you doze off, I won't blame you.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹这次交通是讲到属灵的建造。
This time, my theme to share with you all is the spiritual building up.
主耶愿意的话，今天早上我们愿意交通到属灵建造的。这个大前提
Lord willing that this morning we will share on the major premise of the spiritual building up
就是我们要在这里有实际属灵的建造我们需要知道的是什么呢
That is for us to have this tangible spiritual building up What is that we need?
就是我们要看到神永远的旨意
That is we need to perceive the eternal purpose of God
那第二次我们愿意交通道是属灵建造的内容。
And the second sharing will be the content of the spiritual building up.
那明天早上我们愿意交通道属灵建造的具体的怎么样神来执行。
Tomorrow morning we will fellowship on the tangible execution of spiritual building up.
但我们特别要注重的就是元首与身体的见证。
With a special emphasis on the very testimony of the head and the body.
那最后星期一上午我们愿意交通的就是属灵建造的完成。
And on Sunday, Monday morning, we will share on the completion of the spiritual building up.
当然我们就是要交通到以弗所书第六章。
And then we will share on Ephesians chapter 6.
因为真正要进入好像以色列人进入迦南是要经过征战。
Just as Israelites had to go through battles to go into the land of Canaan, so do we.
透过征战叫我们能够真正的完全享用主耶稣基督。
And through this warfare, we will completely enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这一次我们交通，我们希望用以弗所书主要来讲到属灵的建造。
So throughout the fellowship this time, we will based on the Ephesians, to expound on spiritual.
好不好？我们先翻开以弗所书第一章。
Shall we now please turn to Ephesians chapter 1?
我们先从第三节读到十二节。
We will first read from verse 3 to 12.
以弗所书第一章从三到十二节。
Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 12.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得这称颂，这称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是神照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 3.Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times,He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
十七节
Verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Which, that is the church, is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
第三章九到十一节。
Chapter 3, verses 9 to 11.
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这是照神从万世以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
To make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
四章十二十三节。
Chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
为要成全圣徒各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
最后我们读马太福音十六章十五到十九节。
We will read Matthew 18 verses 16.
马太福音十六章十五节到十九节。
Verses 15 to 19.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。我还告诉你们，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that,You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be have been loosed in heaven.
我们圣经就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我们感谢主，昨天我们Ernie弟兄给我们开了一个很好的头。
We thank the Lord. Yesterday night, our brother Ernie had opened such a wonderful beginning for our fellowship.
讲到愿赐平安的神使你们成圣。
May the God of peace Himself sanctify you.
他特别昨天跟我们讲到神叫我们成圣的呼召。
He especially mentioned about the calling with which God had sanctified you.
也告诉我们怎么样叫我们能够经历成圣的这件事。
And also he shared with us on how we can experience this sanctification.
我们实在很感谢主，有这些年长的弟兄多年来帮助我们。
We really thank the Lord that throughout the years all these elder brothers have been helping us.
我想我听 Ernie 弟兄讲到已经超过二十年了。
I think it has been more than 20 years since I first heard him speaking.
我觉得我们的弟兄能够很细的把我们带到属灵的实际的建造的里面。
I believe our brother always is able to lead us into the real spiritual building up in such detail.
我这一次愿意跟弟兄姊妹从宏观的角度来看一看属灵的建造。
And this morning, I would like to share with you on the very theme of spiritual building up, but from a broader perspective.
我们一起聚会，一起追求啊，很多年。
We have been gathering together and pursuing after the Lord for many years.
我刚到的第一天晚上就跟李弟兄请我们跟丁弟兄夫妇一起吃饭。
And the very night that I arrived, some brothers took me to dinner.
我们都谈到，这都是从七十年代初就一起来追求聚会，我们的弟兄。
And we mentioned that all of us have been gathering together to pursue after the Lord in the starting from the 70s.
我记得我刚刚来美国第二年啊，1972年开始就跟现在的一些弟兄们，还有王国显弟兄们一起来聚会。
I remember in 1972, the second year after I came to the States, I started meeting with many brothers, including Brother王国显。
其实那个年纪是跟你们差不多啊。
And I was at the age as yours.
大概只有20岁刚出头啊。
In my twenties.
现在转眼时间，我都是60几岁的人。
And time really flies. Now I'm in my 60s.
我们说我们这几十年在干什么
？And then we would have to ask, what are we doing throughout all these decades?
当然，你可能有工作，可能有家庭。
Maybe you have your work, your family.
但是我们这些年，我们谈起来都。很多都认识的弟兄姊妹，我们一起还在神的家里面，我们服侍。
And we realize all this throughout all these years, all these brothers we have known together, we still serve in the house of God.
我们是在一起被建造。
So together we are being built up.
我们在一起让神的教会建造起来。
Together, we are being built up so that the church of God can be built.
我们回过头来看这几十年来。
As we reflect on all these decades.
虽然我们感谢主，好像各处的人数都增加。
Although we do thank the Lord, it seems that all the members of different churches are increasing.
但是很多时候我们就觉得人数增加不代表那里真正有建造。
However, we do feel the increase of the numbers of people gathering together does not represent the real spiritual building up.
这么多年来，我们发现是神在我们身上经营，在我们身上建造。
And throughout all these years, we realize it is God who is administering, who is working in us.
昨天晚上领事的弟兄就讲到，他好像忘了去年儿女弟兄讲什么了。
Last night, the brother who led the singing said that he forgot what our brother Ernie Haya talked about last year.
我想一想，我们的弟兄讲得很对，我也很诚实。很多时候我也忘了20年我听了他讲了什么道。
And I thought about what he said. I feel that our brother is very honest. Actually, I don't remember throughout the 20 years. I don't remember what he talked about.
但是我们知道，今天我们仍然在神的家里面，我们一起服侍，一起追求。
However, we do not know that today, together still, we are in the house of God.
就是因为我们这些年长的弟兄在帮助我们，在属灵的事情上面有建造。
And we pursue after the God together. And this is all because all these elder brothers help us to stay in the house of God to be built up together.
你可能记得某某传道人讲的故事很好听。
You probably remember the stories of so-and-so, the preacher that was wonderful.
但是真正属灵的建造不是借着这些好听的故事，而是借着神的话。
But the real spiritual building up is not based upon about though all the good stories, but upon the word of God.
我们这个听了几十年道的人呢、啊，就说你们讲来讲去都没有什么新鲜的东西。
Those of us who have been hearing the message throughout the decades, and we hear and we feel that there is not any more fresh message from you.
好像都是老生常谈。
It's just platitude, something being said over and over again.
但是你知不知道为什么这些话，这些年长的弟兄们一直一直一直跟我们讲？
But do you know that why the same word being spoken by these elder brothers time again repeatedly?
因为我们这些人呢、啊，实在是很不会明白属灵的事情。
Because we are those who really do not understand spiritual things.
我们对于神的心意，我们好像知道。
It seems that we do know God's heart's desire.
我们听了很多。
Because we have heard so much.
但是真正能够 deposit, 真正能够建立在我们里面深处的。
But that very thing that could actually be deposited into the very depths of our hearts.
我们需要一直被提醒。
That we have to be reminded of time again.
我们需要在主的话里面生根建造。
Therefore, we need to be we need to take root and build upon the word of God.
我们发现这几十年我们仍然能够坐在这里，仍然在神的家里面能够服侍。
Now we feel that throughout the years, all of us could still sit here, could serve the Lord in His house.
这是神特别的恩典。
This is truly God's special measure of grace.
就好像旧约里面那些渔民一样。
Just as the in Old Testament, all those Remnant.
我们是在神的恩典的里面，因着年长弟兄们在我们身上所做的，因着主的做所，好像我们恩典，因着圣灵在我们身上所做的，今天我们仍然能够存留。
Today we still remain alive. It's because of the work that God has done through all these elder brothers, just as Brother Hile. Who has been doing in the house of God.
所以你不要以为这些属灵的事情我们知道了就好了。
So don't you think that all these spiritual matters, all we know about them.
到底这些事情有没有天天实时活化在我们的眼前？
Have all these things been publicly, actively portrayed before you daily in your heart?
或者这只是脑后我们所知道的一些知识而已。
Or is it just some knowledge in your head?
所以，在以弗所书第四章十三节那里说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And this is why Ephesians 4:13 reads, Till we all come to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们能够在认识神的儿子的真道上能够同归于一。
To the very unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们不单单一个一个的生命成长。
It's not just individually each one matures,
而是全体的一个身体的长大成人。
But corporately, it's the corporate body is growing up.
我们刚才所读的以弗所书大家都很熟悉的。
Now the decisions we just read, I believe it's familiar to all of you.
教会是他的身体。
It speaks that the church is the body of Christ.
我们都知道教会从表面上来看是被呼召出来的人聚在一起。
On the surface, we know that the church is just a group of people being called out to assemble together.
但是你真是读神的话里头，你发现教会里面的内容不是人。
But if you truly read God's word, you know the very content of the church is not people.
是人 聚在一起。
Yes, people are gathering together.
但是里面又不是人。
And then again, it's not people inside.
我们读以弗所书第一章二十三节说，教会是基督的身体，是什么呢？是那充满万有者所充满的。
So as in 1:23, we read that the church is the body of Christ. It's the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
里面所充满的是什么
？What is that? It's being filled.
是充满万有者所充，是基督啊。
It is Christ. It is God. It is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
所以当我们讲到属灵建造的时候
，So when we speak of the spiritual building up，
我们要知道神心中的蓝图。
We have to know God the blueprint in God's heart.
我们要知道神的旨意。
We have to know His purpose.
我们要知道神心中所要的是什么。
We have to know what is that He wants in His heart.
因为今天我们是在被建造的过程当中。
Because today we're in the very process of being built up.
是我们一群没有不是 finished product， 我们是 work in process， 是这么一个过程里面。
So we're not finished product. We are the work in progress.
在过程里面，我们很容易失去方向。
And in this process, it's so easy that we will lose our direction.
我们很容易。觉得我们在哪里？我们在做什么呢
？So easy would ask, where are we? What are we doing here?
哦，人为什么要这样做呢
？Why do we have to do it this way?
而且特别讲到神的旨意的时候
，Especially when we speak of the purpose of God，
圣经里面说这是一个奥秘
，And the Bible says it's a mystery。
为什么所谓的见神的心意是一个奥秘呢
？Why is the purpose of God a mystery？
因为是属灵的
，Because it is spiritual。
对人来讲，所有属灵的事情都是奥秘。
To man, all spiritual matters are mysteries.
你不要以为你很属灵吧。
Don't you think you're very spiritual?
因为我们人呢、啊，觉得这个碰得着、摸得着的东西呢，我们觉得才是真实。
We always feel that which is visible, palpable, that is real.
哦，拿瓶水来，这个水打开呀、啊。
Now I have a bottle of water.And I opened it, I could drink from it.
这是实实在在的水。
This is something tangible, real.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus
我要给活水给你们喝。
I will
活水又看不到又摸不着。
I will give you the
这是怎么一回事呢
？I will give you the water of living life to you, and this thing cannot be touched and cannot be seen. What is it all about?
喜欢这些具体的东西。
People today just like tangible things.
所以今天特别是在一些大的聚会里面。
Especially today in big congregations.
我有一次我听到一个传道人讲。
One time I heard a preacher said this.
哦，他很夸，他说我们教会啊，光 PhD 就有八十个。
He boasted that in my assembly, just about 80 people with PhD degree.
No. 这些人就很羡慕哦，那你讲的道一定是很深的。
So we all envy him that oh his preaching must be very profound.
他说我们不能讲太深的道。
No, he said we cannot talk about much about the deep profound.
因为这些 PhD 的弟兄姊妹啊，他们的头脑从礼拜一到礼拜五已经用光了。
Because all these brothers with PhDs have used up all his brain.Had knowledge through Monday to Friday.
所以到礼拜天呢
，So on Sunday,
要给他们轻松一下。
We want to make them relax a bit.
所以你要讲一些故事，要 entertain 他们一下。
So we speak stories to entertain them.
啊，这个音乐要很美丽啊。
The music has to be pretty.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是今天神所要的属灵的建造。成功的教会吗
？Brothers and sisters, is this what a successful spiritual building up of the church that the Lord is seeking after?
还是我们要回到主的话里面去
？Or we have to come back to the word of the Lord.
我们实在感谢主，有一些年长的弟兄，像儿女弟兄、徐弟兄啊，现在这个黄弟兄年纪也差不多吧，也可以称为你年长的了啊。
We really thank the Lord for the elder brothers such as Brother Ernie, Brother Shi, and our Brother Wang. Being at this age, we would count him as one of the elder brothers too.
他们跟我们讲道很少讲故事的，我不知道。徐弟兄我听的比较少啊，但是我是觉得他都是讲圣经的啊。
When they speak, I don't remember they talk about stories. I don't hear much about Brother Shi's teaching.But I believe whenever he preaches, it's based upon the word of God.
因为神所 看重的是值多过量。
Because what God regards is quality which is more than quantity.
神的旨意是奥秘。
Because God's purpose is a mystery.
因为对我们人来讲，我们这些亚当的后代给最玷污的头脑是不适合的。
As to men, we who are the descendants of Adam and our heads are being defiled by sins, and all these things are not fitting for us.
所以我们才需要被建造在使徒跟先知给的这些教训的根基上面。
And this is why we have to be built upon the very foundation of the apostles and prophets.
我们需要圣灵在我们里面具体的把主所做成的这些的话显实在我们的身上。
We need the Holy Spirit to make manifest all the things God has accomplished in such a concrete way.
所以当我们讲到属灵的事，讲到神的心意的时候，是一个奥秘。
Therefore, when we speak of the spiritual matters, the very heart of God, it is a mystery.
而且当我们每次讲到神的旨意的时候，
And every time when we speak of the purpose of God,
是一件很大很大的事情。
This is such a grand matter.
是一个很长久的一件事情。
This is a matter which extends long before.
因为当我们讲到属灵的建造，我们一定要讲到神永远的旨意。
Because whenever we speak of the spiritual building up, we have to talk about the purpose of God.
是从撒旦堕落开始，如果你不从永世以前开始。
Well, it has to start from the fall of Satan if you don't want to trace it back all to eternity.
一直讲到主再来。
All the way until the coming of the Lord.
一直讲到新天，一直讲到神的国度。
All the way until the kingdom of God.
一直讲到神新天新地。
All the way till the new heaven and new earth in eternity.
所以神的话说，如果我们真是要知道神旨意。
So God's word teaches that for us to really know the purpose of God.
因为神旨意最后的完成。
Because the final fulfillment of the purpose of God.
就是万有在基督里面要同归于一。
Is that all things will be summed up in Christ.
因为神所做恢复的工作的方法、内容、方向都是他的儿子耶稣基督。
The method, the content, the direction of God's work is all His Son, Jesus Christ.
他所做工的内容在哪里做工，也是在他的儿子里面。
Where does God work? The very content is in His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面说，神的奥秘就是基督。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that the mystery of God is Christ.
这是一件大事情。
This is such a tremendous thing.
因为神在创世以前。就定了这个旨意。
Which before the foundation of the world, God has destined.
刚才我们所读的以弗所书第三章里面，
Ephesians 3 is especially mentioned.
说又要使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的呢？
To make all see what is administration of mystery which for ages has been hidden in God.
说为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在就得知神百般的智慧。
To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to all principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
三章第十一节告诉我们。
3:11 tells us this.
这是照着神从万事以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Which according to eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
英文讲得很清楚，这就是神在创世之前定的那永远的旨意。
As the English version says, this is the very purpose. A purpose in God before the ages.
所以当我们今日在这里交通到属灵建造的时候，
So here as we fellowship on the spiritual building up,
我们要从一个宏观的角度，我们先来认识这件事情。
We have to come to understand this matter from a macro perspective.
因为今天在属灵的世界里面，在整个的宇宙当中，因着撒旦的堕落与败坏，就产生着混乱。
Today in the spiritual world, because of the fall of Satan, this whole universe is filled with chaos and corruption.
因为在创世纪第一章第一节那里说，起初神创造天地。
Because in the first chapter of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
但是到了创世纪第一章第二节，就发现说地是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗的。
And then in verse 2 it says that the earth became form and without form and void and darkness was on the face of the deep.
这一位这么伟大的神，这么有权柄的神，这么有智慧的神，他所创造的天地怎么能不是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗的呢？
A great God with such power and wisdom, how could it be that the world he created became formless and everything is in confusion.
如果我们读以赛亚书第十四章，读以西结书第二十八章，给我们看到了一点窗户，说那里曾经有过一次背叛。
And if we read Ephesians 14 or Ezekiel 20, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, there it seems a window is opened for us to see through it.
那就讲到曾经有一个极大的背叛。
And there was once this great rebellion.
就是 Lucifer, 撒旦带着三分之一的天使背叛了神。
That is what Revelation says, that Satan took one third of the angels and rebelled against God.
然后就霸占了这个地。
And Satan occupied the whole world.
所以地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Therefore, the earth became without form.
然后神的灵就开始做他恢复的工作，神的灵运行在世。
And void, and therefore the Spirit of God is hovering upon the face of the water, starting his recovery work.
六日恢复的创造。
And we now see the recovery of the creation in 6 days.
我们都知道，一切都是神借着他儿子耶稣基督做的。
And we know everything is done through the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
在创世之前
，before the foundation of the world，
就在基督。你拣选了你跟我。
God in Christ has chosen you and me before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前就看上了你跟我这一群人。
And again, before the foundation of the world, he laid his eyes on you and me.
要借着神的儿子所做成的。
Through the accomplished work of the Son of God.
神的儿子的工作。在教会的里面，今天
through the work of the Son of God being done in the church today，
因为有一天神要万有都伏在基督的权柄底下。
Because one day God wants all things be subject to the Son of God，
这个就是神永远旨意的完成。
And this is the very time when God's purpose is fulfilled。
但是怎么样完成呢？
But how can this be accomplished?
在以弗所书第一章十二节那里告诉我们。
And as Ephesians 1:12 tells us,
说叫他的荣耀能够首先叫我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上得着称赞。
So that we who are the first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
也就是说，当教会让基督做元首的时候，
that's to say when the church allows Christ to be the head，
不光你跟我，我们每个人让基督做主。
It's not just individually you and I allow him to be our head，
我们整体的在那里，在我们的聚集里面显出耶稣真实处。
And corporately together we make manifest the fact Jesus Christ is the Lord。
你知道撒旦的败坏是因为他要与神同等。
You do know that the corruption of Satan is because he wants to be like God, be equal with him.
他要与神的儿子同等。
He wants to be equal with the Son of God.
他本来是神所创造最美丽、最有智慧的明亮之星，早晨之子。
He is the most wise, the prettiest creation of God, the Lucifer, the Son of the Morning, the Morning Star.
因着他的不顺服。
And because of his disobedience,
因着在神的荣耀不能够在他的身上得着称赞。
Because God's glory cannot be praised in him,
就产生了背叛、堕落、罪。
Rebellion, fall, and sin came.
产生了不和谐。
This disharmony, discord.
你看到这是今天。不光光在我们那里索多玛俄摩拉的情况，在你们周围也是这种的情况。
And this is the kind of situation all over the places, not just in San Francisco, the so-called Sodom and Gomorrah, but every place.
是全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Because the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
但是神
，But God
要恢复执掌王权在地上。
Wants to recover his authority on earth.
有一天他的国要降在地上。
One day his kingdom will come.
他的旨意要行在地上，如同行在天上。
One day his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这件事情怎么完成的？
How can this very matter be accomplished?
他要透过人。
This is done through man.
他要透过教会。
This is done through the church.
比天使微小一点的你跟我
You and I who are a little lower than the angels
而且我们的弟兄昨天已经讲过神给我们有自由的意志
And our brother just mentioned last night that God gave us this free will
哦，神给这些年轻的弟兄姊妹他们有他们的想法
God has given a free will to our young brothers and sisters They have their own ideas
的爱好有他们的梦想
They have all their own dreams, their own likings
但是神爱他们
However, God loves them. God saved them.
神用他的自己充满他们。
And God filled them with Himself.
荣耀的神也向他们显现。
And the God of glory revealed Himself to them to draw them to Him.
让他们也愿意拣选耶稣基督成为他们的最爱。
So they're willing to choose Jesus Christ to be their most loved.
叫他们不单单他们自己来追求爱主。
So not only they themselves come to love the Lord, to pursue after Him.
所有蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹一起来蒙恩的爱主。
But together with all the brothers and sisters who are saved by grace, together they love the Lord.
他们不单只愿意跟他们同年纪的人 hang on together, 在一起。
Not only do they hang on together with their peers of the same age.
他们也愿意听我们这些老头子在跟他们讲话。
But they're also willing to listen to us, old man, talking to them.
不是因为他们喜欢我们。
It's not because they like us.
因为我们是同有一位主。
It is because we all have one Lord.
我们同有一个呼召。
We have the same calling.
是我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄姊妹。
We're all holy brethren, partaker of the holy calling.
我们被召在这个身体的召里面去。
We are all being called into the same calling to enter into the body. Because today the focal point of God's work is in His church. God wants to gain a bride for His son. Angel said this to John.
你到我这里来看。
Come and see.
我要将新妇，就是羔羊的妻，给你看。
I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb to you.
这是在启示录二十一章里面告诉我们的。
Revelation 21 tells us this.
我们被建造。
We are being built up.
要成为羔羊的妻。
To become the wife of the Lamb.
我们要与神的儿子相配。
Together, we will be compatible with the Son of God.
今天你我，我们是有生命的人。
Today, you and I have life.
当神要为亚当预备一个配偶的时候
，When God was about to prepare a helpmate for Adam,
他 在地上看到所有神所被造的，没有一个与他相像。
And God looked at all the creation of the world. None of them was like his, like Adam.
因为与他们没有一个与他相同。
Because no one was like him.
因为如果不能相同，就不能相配。
Since they do not have things in common, they cannot be compatible with each other.
只有当神叫亚当沉睡，从他的身上取出一点东西来，就造了一个女人。
Only when God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam and took something from him and fashioned it into a woman.
当亚当看到这个女人的时候
，And when Adam saw this woman,
眼睛就亮了。
His eyes were brightened.
不知道这些年轻弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到这个姊妹？有时候你眼睛会发亮。
I don't know if young brothers, sometimes when you see young sisters, your eyes simply just are brightened.
姊妹看到一个小帅哥，眼睛发亮。
Or likewise, when a sister sees a brother, her eyes would be brightened also.
因为她觉得你与她相配。
Because in the spirit, they know they are compatible.
因为你看到他是你骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Now you see he is your flesh of flesh, bone of bone.
你知道要成为一个配偶啊。
You know to become a helpmate.
不单单要生命相同啊。
Not only do they have to have the same life.
而且是你的心腹，你的配偶，不能是一个小孩子，对不对？
But also your bride, your helpmate.Could not be a child.
所以圣经告诉我们说，只等到我们这些被称为教会的长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
That's why the Bible says, until all of us who are called the church mature and grow up to a perfect man, to the very measure of the stature of the fullness of God.
所以只等到心腹装饰整齐。
Until the bride was adorned, made herself ready.
有光明洁白的细麻衣。
And being arrayed with this fine linen, bright and clean.
就是我们弟兄所讲的，有个圣徒的义。
This is what our brother said. You have the righteousness of the saints.
我们能够圣洁，没有瑕疵，不单单因信称义，而且我们是因信成圣。
So we become holy and without blame. Not only are we justified by faith, but also being sanctified.
所以当我们真是能够长大成人的时候
，So when we truly grow up and mature.
当我们不再做小孩子的时候
，No longer are we children.
天使就对约翰说
，And then the angel said to John,
你到我这里。
Come,
我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb to you.
属灵的建造是要我们能够有一天与神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督相配。
Spiritual building up simply means one day we will be compatible with the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀的教会
We will become this glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵
Holy without blemish.
没有皱纹，没有斑点
Without wrinkle, without spot, or any such thing.
这是属灵的建造
This is spiritual building up.
不单只这样
Not only so.
我们刚才所提的以弗所书一章二十三节说教会又是基督的身体
We mentioned in Ephesians 1:23 that the church is the body of Christ.
现在充满万有者所充满的
The very fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们都知道我们不是一个组织我们聚在一起
We all know that we're gathered together not as an organization.
我们不是一个伟大的建筑物
Not a great construction building.
我们是一个有机的一个身体有生命的连接
But we are an organism being united in life.
我们一时一群被招出来
We're all those people who've been called out.
甘心放下自己让基督做元首
Willingly to lay down ourselves and let Christ be our head.
是因着生命的关系我们聚在一起。
And this is because this is life that we gather together.
我们只有一个题目。
And we only have one thing.
就是基督为原
始。Is Christ is our head.
我们的得失不要紧，神的旨意当留心。
Now, our gain or loss doesn't matter, but we have to pay attention to the purpose of God.
我们看到在以弗所书从第一章前面一半一到十四节的里面。
In chapter 1, in the half of it, all the way to verse 14.
这是神给我们最高的启示。
This is the highest revelation God has given to us.
神永远的旨意是怎么样安排，怎么样成功的。
He has shown us how the purpose of God is being arranged and accomplished.
这是最高的启示。
This is the highest revelation.
我们好像说，罗马书里面讲到救恩的时候。
We would say that in Romans when it also speaks of salvation.
好像是从我们这个层面，从人这个角度，从属啊在地上来看，神的救恩是怎么样成就
？It is on earth from the perspective of man, from our dimension, and we would regard what the salvation is about.
但是从以弗所书讲到神全备的救恩、神给我们的旨意的时候
，However, when Ephesians speaks of God's full salvation, His eternal purpose,
是从属天的角度，从上面。是 look down， 是向下看，而看到神这全备的救恩，神永远的旨意。
Is looking down from the heavenly view to see the whole counsel of His purpose and His salvation.
但是在前面这十四节里面，我发现最多用的是哪个字呢
？But in all these 14 verses, which word is being used most？
圣灵借着保罗用的最多是讲到我们，我。我们 we, us, and ours.
Through the Holy Spirit, Paul kept mentioning we, us, ours.
英文有十二次啊，中文有十四次之多。
12 times in the English Bible and 10 times in Chinese Bible, these words are mentioned.
当圣灵给保罗看到这神永远的旨意，神全备的救恩，神最高的启示的时候
，When God showed Paul His full salvation, His purposes, and His eternal purpose, and His highest desire，
他在这里面看到我们
，Paul saw us，
看到教会
，saw the church，
看到在基督里的人。
He saw the man in Christ.
在这几句话里面，还有一个字最多，就是在基督里，在爱子里。
In the same paragraph, there's another word that often appears, that is in the beloved in Christ.
所以，当我们真是要来到主的跟前被建造的时候
，So for us to really come before God to be built up.
我们一面要看到主耶稣舍身流血的大爱。
On one hand, we have to see the Lord give Himself bleeding, this self-denying love. We saw the cross.
神伟大的救恩。
This great salvation of God.
但是我们更要看到的。
But on the other hand, we even have to see more of
神永远的旨意跟我们的关系。
See even more of God's eternal purpose. How is it related to us?
因为这是神在基督以色列里面，在万事以前所定下的这永远的旨意。
Because this is the very eternal purpose before ages that Christ, God predestined in Christ Jesus.
我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的，现今就知道神。作为神百般的智慧在我们这群人的身上
that now that the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places His wisdom and His acts in us
所以当每一次当我们讲到属灵建造的时候
so every time when we talk about spiritual building up
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你在这里看到吗
Do you see it here?
你说我为主要付上很重的代价。
You say I have to pay such a heavy price for the Lord.
我要放下我的梦想。
I have to lay down all my dreams.
或者甚至要放下我最喜欢的那个白马王子。
Or even the very Prince Charming that I love so much.
或者 我要少一点去抱我的孙子，又要来冲令会。
Or I have to spend less time to be with my grandchildren, and I have to come to this spring retreat.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到神永远的旨意跟我们的时候
，Brother and sister, if you do see God's eternal purpose in relation to us,
你看到神在基督耶稣里，在创世之前所定下那永远的旨意是。看在你跟我属灵的成长与被建造的事情的时候
If you do see that God before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus the very spiritual building up concerns you and me
你就会发现
Then you will see
你为主放下来一点点
The very little that you have give up for the Lord
实在是算不得什么
It's really nothing.
因为在神的计划的中心不是你不是我
In the very center of God's purpose, His plan is not you or me.
神计划的中心不是要满足你也不是要满足
The very center of His plan is not to gratify you or me.
但是跟你我有关系
However, it is related to
他要使用你跟我成为盛装他荣耀权柄丰富的器皿
Because he wants to you and me to become the vessel to contain his glory, his power, and his grace.
神怎么样用着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知他百般的智慧呢
How can God use the church to make known now the many wisdom of God to all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places?
因为神要借着我们这些比天使微小一点的人
Because God wants to use us who are little than angels to call us out.
叫我们帮圣灵感动我们，叫我们能够信耶稣，接受耶稣做救主。
So the Holy Spirit can move us to believe to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
因着我们的相信
，and because our faith.
我们在神面前是说我们好，我们对了，被称为义。
Before God, we are seeing right, being justified.
而且叫我们能够在他面前成圣。
And in him we're being sanctified.
叫我们成为一个不普通不平凡的。
To become ones that are not common.
还叫我们什么？还叫我们得荣耀。
Even more, he wants to glorify us.
也就是说，神用我们是怎么用我们
？That's to say, how will God use us?
神让我们成为他荣耀、权柄、丰富、盛装的器皿。
God wants to become the very container of His glory, His power, His fullness.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节那里告诉我
Isaiah 43:7 tells us,
就是凡称为主说，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造成的。
He who is called in my name is created for my glory. I have made him. I have formed him.
他造我们是为着他荣耀而造的。
So God creates for the sake of His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才说。神工作的目的不是为了满足我们。
I just mentioned that the very purpose of God's work is not to gratify us.
神工作的中心。
The very center of His work is His Son.
但是他儿子怎么来完成他的工作呢
？But how does His Son accomplish God's work?
是要借着他充满在我们里面。
It is through the fullness which He has made abound in us.
哎呀，那你说我们这个人很吃亏啊
？And you would say, oh, we are being put giving this very short end of the stick.
我们跟随主跟随了几十年呢，神不是为了我，是为了他。哎呀，我们好像被利用啊，很可怜。
We have been following the Lord for decades, and then now it seems that we have been used for Him. How wretched we are!
你问一问这些年长跟随主啊几十年呢，好像。有些年长弟兄五十年六十年七十年八十年的弟兄姊妹
Ask all those elder brothers who have been following the Lord 50, 70, even 80 years for decades
像我们当中的时候看到王国显弟兄夫妇、他现在身体很软弱、圣母的膝盖也不好、 好像整天要看医生啊，又要洗肾啊，很辛苦啊。我们觉得好像很可怜他们啊。
Like Brother Wong and his wife, Brother Wong's health is not quite good lately, and also his wife is on dialysis and with weak knees. When we look at them, we say, "Oh, poor man."
但是你发现每一次我们碰到他们啊，他们里面好像从心里面笑出来。
But every time, actually, you come before them, it seems that the smile just comes from the very depths of their heart.
人看来好像是很可怜啊，年长。
From man's point of view, they're elderly and they seem to be very fragile.
但是他们从里面涌出这个喜乐来。
But this joy outflows from within.
而且来到聚会，什么聚会都来。
And they come to all kinds of meetings.
而且第一个来，最后一个走。
And they're always the very first one to come, the very last one to leave.
要怎么样帮助他们呢？服侍他们？他们说不用，不用，不用，我们还可以，还可以。他们好像不愿意 take advantage， 因为他们觉得他们很满足。
And when brothers and sisters are trying to minister them, to give them a hand, they would say, oh, no, you, no use. And it seems that they do not want to take advantage of brothers and sisters.
你再转眼看一看，在世上追求名利事业或者是满足的人。
Then consider again in this world, all those people who pursue after fame, wealth, and their own fulfillment,
他们最后还是虚空的虚空。
In the end,
还是在普风，没有满足，没有平安，没有喜乐。
In the end, it is vanity of all. Vanity is grasping for the wind. There is no peace and no joy.
为什么
？Why？
因为当神的旨意在你身上完成的时候。
Only when God's purpose is fulfilled in you.
因为当神的心满足的时候。
Only when God's heart is gratified.
他是用他的自己来充满我们。
Then he will fill you with himself.
他有他的同在，显在聚会的当中。
His presence will be made manifest in the assemblies.
当神的荣耀充满你，经过你的时候
，When God's glory fill you and go through you，
你里面才有真正的平安、喜乐跟满足的喜乐。
And then within you, you will have this true peace and joy, the full pleasure of joy.
当我们聚会在这里高举神的旨意的时候
，When in assemblies we exalt high God's name, when His throne is set in us.
当神的旨意在你身上通行、满足、达到完成的时候
，When God's will prevails in you and is accomplished in you.
你说这一切都不是为了我，是为了神呐、啊？我好像很吃亏吧
？And you might say, well, all these things are for God, not for myself, then I'm so being taken advantage of.
这个过程的里面，神把他自己的荣耀、他的丰富、他的权柄充满在你的里面。
But throughout the process, he fills you with his glory, his authority, his fullness.
这是实际属灵的建造。
And this is so-called the tangible concrete spiritual building.
这是神永远的旨意。放在我们跟前，我们看到了，我们就失望了，我们就喜乐了。
That is why the purpose of God is being placed before you. You see it, you're set free, and you rejoice over it.
我的时间已经没有了。
My time is up.
愿意主叫我们把他的旨意，把属灵的建造，常常的放在我们的眼前，我们的心中。
May the Lord grant us to have His purpose, His spiritual building up before our eyes in our hearts.
当他的旨意，当他的心意满足的时候，
When His heart is satisfied,
他把他的荣耀丰富就充满在我们的里面。
Then He will fill His glory and fullness in our midst.
我们是为了他的荣耀而被造的。
Remember, we are created for His glory.
当他的旨意满足的时候，
When his purpose is done,
我们就满足了,
then he's satisfied, so are we. 因为神创造我们的目的就达到了, the very purpose for God to create us is accomplished. This is where the meaning of life lies. May the Lord be gracious to us all.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你说你要借着教会, 使天上执政掌权的, 现今就知道你百般的智慧。
You say by the church, now you will make your manifold wisdom known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
但愿你用你自己的荣耀抓住我们的心。
Oh, we ask that you would grab our heart with your glory.
我们今天是在你心意, 在你永远的计划里面, 我们是多么 你看重的一群,
to know that how we are treasured by you in your glorious purpose in the building up of your church.
当教会长大成人, 满有基督长成身量的时候,
when the church grows up and matures to the very measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
当你的荣耀能够在我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上得着称赞的时候,
when we who first trust in the Lord could be to the praise of your glory,
万有在基督里面同归于的事实就引进来,
the very reality that all things will sum up in you has arrived.
你的国就要降临,
and then your kingdom shall come.
你的旨意因着我们的顺服就能够行在地上,
and through our obedience, your will be done in heaven as in on the earth.
愿你智慧跟启示的灵叫我们能够看见。
May the very spirit of wisdom and understanding will enlighten us so that we will see it.
也能够真正的活在这属灵建造的当中。
So we will truly live in the spiritual building up.
帮助我们。
Help us.
祝福你的话。
Bless your own word.
祝福你自己的见证.
Bless your own spiritual building up.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.